Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. And the item, please.
Do you want to take care of 227 and 228 first?
What we had, because they are...
Those the
heard back.
Coliseum ones, right. I'll read the titles. 227, approve agreements among the city and one or more of the Portland Development Commission, Rip City Management LLC, Portland Arena Management, and Portland Winterhawks, Inc., for the renovation and operation of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum for use by the Portland Winterhawks hockey team and for other events, uses, and activities. And 228, approve an option agreement among the Office of Management Finance, the Portland Development Commission, and Rip City Management LLC, doing business as Portland Arena Management, to transfer certain land and property development rights in the Rose Quarter District and authorize the establishment of a Rose Quarter event parking district as specified.
Okay, and these two items are not ready for signature and therefore return to my office. Okay, now item 229.
Transmit the Revenue Bureau report regarding Broadway cab appeal of the Private for Hire Transportation Board decision of December 12, 2012 regarding fleet expansion request from existing taxi companies.
Okay, so City Attorney, we have Commissioner Fish to bring up to current status here by making sure that he's had a chance to make any declarations, correct?
That's correct. I just have a few questions for Commissioner Fish. He will participate in the deliberation of this final decision, and I understand that Commissioner Fish is familiar with the exhibits and the testimony that was submitted during the March 6, 2013 hearing.
Reviewed the record in for this proceeding.
And the second question for Commissioner Fish is if there have been any ex parte or conflicts of interest that you would like to declare.
I have none.
We're ready to proceed.
Okay, so this is the continuation of a previous agenda. We're now ready for council deliberation, council action, and motions.
Motion.
So Commissioner Saltzman has a motion.
Thank you, Mayor. Pursuant to last week, I think the discussion was a good one, and I believe that for whatever reasons, the Private for Hire Board and their December 12, 2012 decision to grant more permits and to also recognize a new company were sound decisions, but I feel that Broadway Cab should also have been granted more permits. And for whatever reason, whose ever account version, they did not get any permits, and I feel that they should have some permits. And so I am going to offer a motion that pursuant to City Code Chapter 6.40.58, subsection E, I would move that the council modify the board's December 12, 2012 decision to allow more taxicabs with the condition that Broadway Cab receive an additional 10 permits to operate permitted cabs in Portland.
Okay, second. All right, I'll second that motion for purposes of discussion. Do you want to bring up staff comment?
Could I ask Commissioner Saltzman, what's the basis for your, what's the data to say that 10 more permits are needed?
I think, I don't think there's a really a lot of hard and fast data that justifies, whether 50 permits for Union Cab or the additional ones that were granted for the other cab companies. I think one thing that came out, I think, last week was there just isn't a lot of underlying data to justify a specific number. It's kind of response, I think, as was admitted in the record, a lot of it's anecdotal. But I feel from, I guess my rationale is one of equity. Broadway Cab is one of the major cab companies. Everybody else was granted due permits, and we recognized a new company, but Broadway Cab, despite having asked for permits, received none. So I guess it's a matter of equity. And I think, they asked for, I believe, for 38 new permits. My motion only speaks to giving them 10 permits, and it's really more, as I said, just sort of fairness and equity.
Can I just ask, we do some sausage making here on the land use side, but we also have a duly constituted board, which we ask to make these kinds of judgments. I mean, what is the harm in denying your motion and allowing Broadway Cab to make a subsequent application and bring this up in the normal channel? It feels a little unusual to be just carving this up on the fly here. I appreciate your argument about equity, but does not preclude them from making an application and this coming back to us at some future date. Mm-hmm. But I have some reluctance to modify the board's work, particularly based on the record that's before us.
Yeah, and that's a good question. And I know you weren't here last week, but one of the questions I did ask our attorneys was, does the city council have the authority to grant additional permits? And the answer was, yes, we have that authority. So, you know, it seems like the window isn't open for new permits very often. I mean, what culminated in December of last year was a long process, and I just felt that we should, this is a way to shortcut the process and allow the council to exercise its duly authorized authority to make a decision. And that's why I'm doing it this way and suggesting 10 permits, a modest number compared to what they asked for, but nevertheless, I think it's a good faith gesture on our part.
Mayor, actually, just so my colleagues know, I watched, in addition, I watched the video replay.
Okay. Sorry about that.
You all look great on TV, but that was part of what I was required to do.
Okay.
I would just move that we take this to a vote, Mayor.
Okay.
I would just want to add a comment that it's my understanding, last week Broadway Cab said that actually they didn't think that anybody should get any new permits, including themselves, that as long as people were asking for new permits, they put in a request, but they thought that it was bad for cab drivers for any new permits to be granted. So for that reason, I'm not going to be comfortable with the idea of granting them new permits when that wasn't even really what they're asking for in this proceeding.
Other comments? Vote on the motion, please.
Fritz?
I didn't hear compelling reasons in the evidence last week to grant more permits to Broadway at this time and would prefer for the private for hire board to review a new application. No.
Fish?
No.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
No.
Hales?
I'll vote against the motion, no. And then a motion on the item before us, please.
Move to deny the appeal and uphold the board's decision.
Second.
Roll call.
Fritz.
I found this whole process very interesting, and I appreciate the work of the staff and of the tax review board. I do think there's some additional pieces that can be brought into play, and I appreciate everybody who's participated. This is a complicated industry, and it provides a valuable service to Portlanders and to our visitors. And so we want to make sure that it remains a viable industry for all concerned and that the taxi drivers are earning a fair wage and providing good services to all of our citizens. So, again, I view this as one step in the process. This additional conversation has been helpful, and I look forward to the next recommendation from the Taxi Review Board. Aye.
Fish?
One of our roles, I think, is to be essentially a referee. And I had a chance to review the testimony in the hearing last week. I thought it was a full and fair hearing where everyone got to be heard. I am not persuaded to the amendment that was offered. And I also believe that Broadway Cab, if they wish to pursue this, has an alternative channel other than us modifying the work that's before us. And I want to compliment staff and thank you for the thoroughness of the presentation. Aye.
Saltzman?
So an aye vote is to deny the appeal?
To deny the appeal.
This is to uphold the motion is to uphold the appeal. Deny the appeal.
Deny the appeal.
So aye is no.
Uphold the board's decision.
Yes. Yeah. So I vote aye.
Novick.
Okay. I just heard this, but let me get... An aye vote is to uphold the board's decision.
Correct.
Aye.
Hales.
I'm going to support the motion and uphold the board's decision to deny the appeal. I think this hearing raised a lot of questions for me. I haven't been familiar with the system in a while. And those questions are going to require further discussions outside of the formalities of a quasi-judicial appeal hearing, which, frankly, is about the worst way I can think of for us to proceed on this kind of discussion. This is a strange little world. This is an oligopoly that the city regulates. And there was an old way to do that, which we've, with competent staff, carried on for a long time, which is to have a board use largely anecdotal information to keep track of that market and make recommendations and decisions about how big is it, how's it working. Well, now while we're having this hearing, we're awash in a sea of data that we just aren't capturing and paying attention to. there's data out there, and this was brought up in the hearing, that can tell us exactly what's going on the streets with the cabs that we've licensed. And we can start making decisions, I think, a different way about how we regulate this oligopoly that provides a critical transportation service in our community and also is a bunch of for-profit businesses with people that would like to make a decent living. So I think there's, for me, this hearing provokes some questions about the system, which I know our staff have been thinking about, but that we haven't caught up to yet. So the question, I think, for this hearing was, and that's why I was somewhat sympathetic to Commissioner Saltzman's motion, is we're sort of winging it as we go along as a city because we're still using an old anecdotal model of how we make, of how we analyze this industry and make these decisions. I don't know what the new model will look like or how we get there or how quickly, but I'm very interested in having that discussion. And then I'm also interested in looking for perhaps a less formal way to have these negotiations than board hearings and quasi-judicial council appeals, because again, we're talking about a very limited universe of business people and the folks that work for them that are operating under our authority and rent and rate control to provide a service. So I guess I want us to think a little more creatively about how we do this in the future. This hearing has been helpful to me in just provoking those questions. That'll take longer to get to than a decision in this case, but it's something that I nevertheless want to work on. Aye. And we are adjourned.
Mayor, House, oh, roll into Perry.
We're not adjourned.
Not.
I forgot my part.
You might want to direct the Revenue Bureau to prepare the final order.
The Revenue Bureau to prepare a final order based on the testimony and exhibits of the March 6th hearing and this decision today. Thank you. Now we're adjourned.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Friend of mine. Sarah, welcome.